AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today, the Supreme Court rejected President Biden's $400 billion plan to relieve some college student loan debt.
Today's decision has closed one path. Now we're going to pursue another.
At the White House, the president blamed Republican opposition for the ruling and slammed the decision as wrong. For those who would have benefited from the president's plan,
I'm never going to stop fighting for you. We'll use every tool at our disposal to get you the student debt relief you need and reach your dreams.
Republicans have said President Biden's plan was deeply unfair to the majority of Americans who don't have student loans. The Supreme Court ruled a Christian graphic artist who wants to design wedding websites can refuse to work with same-sex couples. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
In a 6-3 ruling, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for the High Court's conservative majority that the First Amendment envisions the U.S. as a place where people are free to think and speak as they wish, not as the government demands. Justice Sonia Sotomayor's dissent says the court has, for the first time, given a business open to the public a constitutional right to refuse to serve members of a protected class.
Academy Award winner Alan Arkin has died. He won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 2007 for Little Miss Sunshine.
You are the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
You're just saying that?
No, I'm not. I'm madly in love with you, and it's not because of your brains or your personality. It's because you're beautiful, inside and out.
His sons say Arkin was a uniquely talented force of nature, both as an artist and a man. Alan Arkin was 89. Not only is air quality bad in New York, the city has been invaded in recent days with plumes of flying insects. Apple became the first publicly traded company to close a trading day with a $3 trillion market value. The Dow finished up 285 points. This is AP News. Many camps in the Midwest and the East have been making adjustments to deal with poor air quality because of smoke from wildfires in Canada. Christopher Mallon at Camp Conaquee Spencer near Pittsburgh has noticed the change in air quality.
I've only seen fog like this before. I've never seen this kind of smoke.
Camp Executive Director Mike McElhaney says the great outdoors isn't so great when air quality levels are high.
Really want them to get outdoors, but they can't run. They can't do activities with high exertion.
So it's on to Plan B.
We're treating it like a rainy day experience.
The pool is closed, no hiking, camping, or outdoor sports. One camp is making papier-mâché volcanoes inside, using kiddie pools to contain the mess.
We're adapting as best as we can.
Camp Conaquee Spencer even had to send home a few campers with health problems. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.